Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Like when you said that Keith Urban wore, he didn't tell where he got it from. Like
no.
He would have to search to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They Googled Detroit versus everybody and then you got a website or Instagram page.
Yeah.
Came up, right?
Yeah.
Did you trademark it at this point?
So that's when I'm working. So I'm in law school at the time. And I talked to one of my professors about doing it and they said, like, that's simple. Like, I can show you how to do it. So sat me down, showed me the USPTO site and made me an expert at it. Cause it's just a matter of putting it in. So I did it. I did our first two trademarks, like versus everybody, Detroit versus everybody.
So you trademarked Detroit versus everybody.
Versus everybody.
That's a little bit more complicated, right? Cause that leads to anything to be versus.
Correct.
That was the easy trademark versus everybody.
I mean, yeah. Like they went through and it's just a matter of having your specimens and all that stuff, like the application type.
So the specimens is like you got to have proof that you actually use it.
That you're using it
in commerce.
With the tag on it.
Tags, registered trademarks.
Been through this a few times. But this is the interesting part because when you do something so wide scale, it usually becomes expensive. Was it pricey to get? I know Detroit versus anybody is very specific, but the versus anybody could be pretty much universal. Anything really is yours. So was it pricier to do that one?
It's pricey, not an upfront, but it's pricey on the back end, fighting all the cease and desist. So our legal fees, and that's why when we do anything licensing, like we do like a versus everybody for somebody, like we can't do it for free because there's going to be a lot of like legal stuff, paperwork, and dealing with my lawyers that's going to go with that. So on the back end, it's very expensive.
Time consuming, expensive, you know what I'm saying? Frustrating.
So when you guys put Detroit versus everybody, Were there other people that started making Detroit First Everybody shirts?
Yeah. Yes.
And that happens daily.
Yes. So what you learn is that it's a whole like industry of people that stand on the outskirts looking at what's about to happen.
Yeah, those domain buyers, like I'm gonna buy a domain. You know those guys, like yeah. They sit there and they do this on purpose.
So that's what they do. Talk about how you guys dealt with that.
It's so now. I mean, it's annoying, but I kind of settled in with it's like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's getting the message out there, right? And then sometimes they even turn into opportunities. Like we had a situation with the USA soccer, women's soccer. Two of the players did a USA versus everybody. Mm-hmm. And they were selling crazy. So we went to them, like you said, look, this is our brand. This is our IP. We're not coming after you, but like, let's just settle out on a deal. So we settled with them. Mm-hmm. And they paid us out. And then we just let them keep going. And they gave us a royalty. So sometimes you get opportunities like that, like even with the NBA. It happened a couple times. Like Know Your versus everybody.
Yeah.
We didn't sue them. We just said, let's just settle. Like, pay us out and then give to like a charity.
And that's the thing. It's like if you, the if they have a big name or, you know, they're like a team that they can't run, then it's a lot easier and it's more successful on the end with a payout. But it's like, it's the, you know, the people that's selling out their trunk. They're the ones who are like the hassle. They're just like, so, it's just tough. They don't care.
How you gonna find them?
And they know that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They'll build their whole life around that. Like this one guy, you know, I opened up email and he's like, man, hey man, listen, I know this is wrong, but man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I know this is wrong, man, but I just appreciate you, man. Y'all helped me get my daughter through preschool, man. Like through private school. And it's like, I don't know how to feel about that. You know, like, is it honorable for you to tell us that you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, am I grateful to the Most High that I was able to help a child get through private school? You know, because at the end of the day, that's, you know, that's our funds. But it's just a dirty game. That's what you realize is that it's dirty and you got to fight it whether or not you want to or not.
So how much money do you spend in legal fees?
It all depends on like what's happening. Like we've been kind of dormant the past, I would say, 2 years. But at our peak, man, we're probably spending like at least on top of the retainer.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to skip the trial and error so you can head straight to success? Join me and incredible guests like Olympic legend Sean White and NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski as we share the lessons and mistakes that shaped our journeys. Ready to save yourself 25 years? Tune in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
Like at least 15K a month.
A month?
Yeah. Because I'm looking at it, it's like, this is crazy. Like we're paying, like, and the lawyer, he's happy because it eats itself up.
Yeah.
I ain't going for like, I wore this shirt that you have on in Africa. And we went to Jamestown. We were touring. And we went to this art district. And this dude,
you met my guy. That's my guy, Rasheed.
He told you.
I saw. So he posted it. Okay. Rasheed's my guy. I go to Africa a lot, right?
Okay.
Rasheed's my guy. I met him in the art district and gave him and his guy some shirts. I'll show you the picture later.
Yes.
And now he's like, he calls me like Sean, because we were supposed to do some events. So he posted on his WhatsApp.
Okay.
And I had just given you guys the shirts, and I'm like, how do you know that guy? I sent him a picture and everything. I'm like, how do you know? He's like, yeah, man. I thought about you and I wore it.
It's crazy. So that day I wore it and he took the picture and obviously sent it to you, but it made me think like internationally, obviously you're fighting this domestically, but like when you're trademarking, because even in business, most people don't know that, right? They think that they trademark it and I own this forever. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah.
It's a fight.
It's a fight domestically, but then you got to do it country by country too. So like how's that process been? Obviously not as this is the Africa versus everybody.
So the trick is we have an international trademark, right? for like e-commerce, right? So we can sell, we own the brand, like no one can sell it online, we can shut them down. But when you go into different territories or different spaces or different like countries, you have to assign it if you're selling there. So I've been going, like as I've been moving around, I've been assigning a trademark. So I've signed it in Liberia. I did it in Ghana. I'm in the process of doing it in Nigeria and South Africa. So it's, that's important, but really the main territories that you need to be protected in is like the UK, US, and the EU. Because that's where like most...
I'm about to say China. A lot of conflict.
You can't really fight that.
You know? But what you do is like, what you find out though, is that if you can show that you have prior usage in any of these areas, you, if you can show that you have prior usage in any of these different areas, then you pretty much won the battle.
Yeah, and then... Like, we're talking about some deal in Dubai right now. And I asked the lawyer, like, so what about the trademark? She's like, well, as long as you get a business registration here, you don't have to worry about that. Because they govern their trademarks and stuff a tad bit differently. So what I've learned as I've even been going and signing, I'm like, as long as I focus on US, EU, UK, and make sure that's tight, everything else will fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so you have Detroit first, everybody. But what made you have the foresight to do just versus everybody? Because versus everybody is going to be a much more broad range situation as opposed to Detroit versus everybody. So whose foresight was that to trademark or even envision versus everybody just in general?
It was.
That was like creatively, I always want to do things that have legs, like, you know what I mean? Like one of my favorite shows is like Seinfeld. And it's crazy to me that it's like a show about nothing, you know, but it's like, it's seriously, it's an amazing show. So I brainstorm, I'm like, okay, this, I want to have it a place in everybody's closet. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter the age. I want it to be something that doesn't get stale. You know what I'm saying? I want something that is reborn every year, you know? And it's like, our brand is, you know, even outside of fashion or just, you know, fresh shit, it's a battle cry for any sports team, you know what I'm saying, for any company in any industry. I've never seen a brand, you know what I mean, that has access to as many different industries as we do. And I just knew from the jump, like, okay, if we can get this foundation with Detroit, then people are going to look from the outside in and be drawn to that message, because it's pretty much just the underdog message to everybody. It's a moment in your life in which you're going to feel like you versus everybody.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.